But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
All right, my name is Joe LaCastro, and welcome to A Millennial's Third Eye. This is the Spiritual Shenanigans Radio Show, and joining me today is the awesome, the one and only, the Heather from California. My friend, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm great, despite that I just kind of realized that I cut off my introduction and wasn't paying attention to the soundboards and stuff. But I'm doing amazing. I've got a lot of stuff that I'm excited to share with everyone, with life. I'm just happy.
Well, I was shocked that the intro got cut off, too. I wasn't expecting that, and all of a sudden you started talking. I was like, oh, what happened?
Yeah, I got excited because I was multitasking. I'm on Facebook Live right now and the radio show. But then I was trying to do the sound. And it didn't come out perfect like it usually does. It's okay. It's like perfectly imperfect.
It was perfect for tonight.
Oh, I thank you. I thank you. So, tonight we don't have our lovely Candace. She's not feeling great. She has a headache. And I hope she is getting her rest and doing what she needs to do to feel better. Without further, we had a lot of heavy conversation the last radio show.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
But I do have to say something else. Al, you just said that Candace, when you said Candace has a headache, you made it sound like a bad thing.
Well, it's not a bad thing. It's more like it's sad news. Sad news.
It is. It is very sad
news.
I was looking forward to talking to her.
Yeah, well, we're always looking forward. Looking forward to the show, which is everyone. And when I found out that she was not going to be joining us tonight, I was like, fuck. Well, there goes the show, you know, because Candace holds a lot. She carries the show. I'm just kidding. But it's still sad not that she's not here. And I hope she gets better and feels better for the next one. Well, so what we're going to talk about first, we did spiritual news and shit. See, this is why we should have had that meeting. I knew we should have had a meeting. I don't feel like I'm organized. And I just want to talk about these like things I'm super excited to bring up, but I feel like it's so later in the show. So now what do we do during this other part of the show?
We can always do the spiritual news later.
I got spiritual news. That's my.
What's going on in our spiritual world?
Listen up, everyone. We got some spiritual news. You guys need to hear about it. Wait, you said that you picked out some new national days. I think this is a new segment. What are some of the new national days?
Oh, so for today, it's national. It's actually quite a few. Well, a couple, but it's National Drink a Beer Day.
National
Did you have
a beer
today?
I had a beer yesterday, which is like rare for me.
That was the wrong day.
I'm always too early. It's like not always.
So National Drink a Beer Day, National Strawberry Cream Pie Day.
Strawberry cream pie day.
Okay.
You know what I did?
Did you make us a
tonight?
Pie?
Some Dominican food, which is delicious.
I have never had Dominican food. It sounds amazing, but I have never had it.
Yeah, anything like Hispanic or South American sounds amazing to me for the most part.
So
it
what
is
did
delicious.
You have?
I had like pork stew with rice and beans, arroz con condules, and some other
What's
stuff.
That?
But they have a great selection. I wish I can give them a shout out. I mean, I could do whatever I want, really. There's a place by me called Nelly's. There's like several different, there's like a franchise over here, like a low-key franchise. Anyways, So I have a story to share. And I guess we're going to go right into this. So I don't know if anyone has, not everyone's not going to know, but I have recently got a new tattoo, and it's of a rabbit. It symbolizes, similar to the Matrix tattoo of the rabbit. It's about going down the rabbit hole, finding your truth and all that. So the past, like, this week, I have been big, which I'll get into, but I've been big on balance, and the big learning experience for me recently, or practice and techniques I have been getting into, has been surrendering, like letting go. And I want to talk more about this later in the show for the rabbit hole segment. But Heather, this was super cool. About, I don't know, a little bit before we close my job, this guy pulls up in a regular car. And he's like, "Do you guys do tires here besides truck tires, you know, for tractor trailers?" I was like, "Yeah, we do that." He's like, "I got a slow leak in my tire. Can you fix it?" And I was like, "I got you." And I started working on his car, and he sees my tattoo, and he's like, "I really like that tattoo." And I was like, "Oh, thank you. It's about going down the rabbit hole and finding your own truth." And he's like, "I really like that." He's like, "That's so crazy you said that." I was going down the rabbit hole of, and I've been listening to this new book. It's called, I think it's called The Art of Letting Go and Surrender. And he's like, and then something told me, you know, just to kind of stop here and get my tire fixed. And here you are with the tattoo, and I'm talking about it now. And I was like, "No way, dude." And I was like, you know, I've been thinking about this in the past, I don't know, a couple days now this week. That's been the topic of my mind, where it's like, there's so much more I want to talk about with this topic. But he just divinely, like, flowed in last minute, and we start talking. The funny part about this was my boss, I told you, Heather, but he's been printing out signs at work and, like, laminating them and putting them outside or around the shop. And, like, one of those signs there's no customers allowed in the shop. And the funny part about this is that, like, I low-key usually tell all the customers, like, especially that when no one else is doing it, I'm like, "Hey, sorry, like, you can't be in the shop." And they're like, "Oh, no problem." But this guy was, like, divinely talking with me, and I couldn't tell him to, like, leave. And then after he left, my boss pointed at the sign. He's like, "No customers in the shop." My bad. You know, like, I wasn't going to be like, "Listen, we were having a divine conversation." And but this guy was like super nice.
It sounds like the conversation was for both of you guys too. It was like a confirmation for both of you, not just him. And that's pretty amazing.
And so he was telling me about this book, and I actually had purchased it this morning, and I started listening to it. And let me tell you something, this practice, how my brain works sometimes, I wish I could really tell people. Like, there's pros and cons to it. Buckle up, buttercup. And one of the pros is, like, I feel like I'm directed to do practices at some point that finally will make sense. And so with that being said, I don't want to talk too much about it. There's so much more about this rabbit hole segment I want to come back to. But it was such an awesome time for that. So, Heather, what's going on in your life? I'm sorry, I didn't really get to ask, like, what's up with you? How you doing?
No reason to apologize. I'm actually doing fantastic. I got offered a different position at work. And so that's on my mind. Because
well,
a lot of other things
happy about
quitting
it?
The
you
place.
Elaborate.
Well, it's to go back into the store I was in. And so, which is something I've been wanting to do. I do miss that. But then I also don't have the freedom of driving around everywhere and putting in my own time. And, like, I can make, you know, I can work 5 days a week. I can work 4 days a week. I just have a certain amount of hours I have to work. So right now I don't set an alarm clock. I get up whenever my body tells me to get up. And if I go back in the store, I'm going to have to set an alarm clock again. But
so
I won't be driving around.
This is something that you're enjoying, that you're liking, and you're happy about?
So to be honest, no, I'm not happy with either choices. I don't want to be doing it at all. I was actually going to quit, but because of life circumstances at the moment, I have to wait. And so now I'm just like, oh, now another option in the pot. And so I'm just thinking about it. I thought it was cool, though, that they want me back.
I think it's cool that
they
want, you. They need you. They want you. Like,
yep.
Heather, we want you back.
Do.
You can wake up
okay.
and just all you need to do is these hours, and you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, and that's what I'm doing now. So it's like, it's nice to be around people, though. I'm in my car so much now. I'm in my car at least 3 hours a day, like driving at least.
Yeah.
There's other days it's 4 or 5 hours. And so I'm not around people a lot, which can be a good thing. And it just, it gets boring. But it's also been very helpful, very healing, because then I start listening to stuff or I start talking to my guides or whatever else, and I'm having my alone time. So that's nice too, but it just sucks being alone so much. Yeah.
Other than that,
the week was great.
You're like, but before you start talking about this, Joe, the week was amazing. Well, I mean, I think we all have moments where we might feel, not all the time, we feel like we're alone or we want to be understood. Being self-love and all that stuff, it's wonderful. I think there's learning steps to it. There's more to just what you know so far. And everyone's learning at their own pace, blah, blah, blah. It's nice to, like, be able to have these connections, even our friendship, Heather, our conversation, or other people out there. I think it's hard. One of the things my goals are, it's always going to be there, is to help people not feel alone. And I think that's the best we can do sometimes, is like, we might be able to talk about something that's on someone else's mind and they're like, oh, wow. Okay, the step one is like, they too also feel this. And I was like, you know, it's good. And it's just feeling understood by someone else in the world. And then also finding some next steps in your life to appreciate and go forward and do. So you're like, oh, that's what I need to do. And that's what I think sometimes is all we need. It's okay to feel alone. But we aren't, but we are. We have our moments.
I agree.
Much moments here. I don't know where to start right now, though. It's like I feel like I'm supposed to wait. I feel like I'm supposed to wait to talk about it, but I don't want to.
So, okay. Well, then let's wait. I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
What is the biggest thing that you accomplished for yourself this week?
Well, I got to tell you something.
That you're most proud of.
I'm going to answer that, but there's been a couple. I'm really proud of myself for not smoking a cigarette. And, like, I think it's over 3 weeks now. It's almost like 3 weeks. Yeah. I don't vape. I smoke weed. That's what I do.
Hey,
that's it.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a great thing. I don't smoke weed. I smoke weed often. I stopped taking Adderall for a while now. And, I mean, it's not bad. I think everyone's different. I'm just sharing what my choice was. I stopped taking it. I stopped taking Adderall. That was, like, in July, last time I took Adderall. And I needed it. I think there's time and a place, but it just, like, there was so many pros and cons. There's more cons to pros.
Right.
And so I stopped smoking cigarettes for like 3 weeks now. I don't think, to be honest with you, I feel like a hypocrite now because my coworker will smoke a cigarette or someone will, and I smell it so far away. It's so funny how like you can stop smoking and like bam, like 3 days later, you're super sensitive to it. It's like, whoa.
But I've heard that from so many people.
It's weird. Like I wanna be like, no, can you like walk away and go over there? And it you go from, oh, cigarette, I want one, to later on you're like, no, I don't need it, blah, blah, blah. And then it starts to smell really bad, and you're like, what the fuck? So I just kind of, like, keep my mouth shut because I don't want to be that guy. But I haven't smoked a cigarette in a long time. And I feel – the funny part about this is I feel like such a new person. I do. I feel like I'm a new person where it's like,
well,
holy
you
shit.
Are.
I know I am. I'm laughing, but it's true. Like, I never thought I would – this is a different version of it. This is a different version versus – there's, like, quitting smoking where you're like, I'm doing my best not to do this thing, and I'm also, like, not serious, but I'm not smoking anything. So, oops, I smoked one. Like, I'm not thinking about it. I don't care anymore. There's only one weird thing about it is that when I wake up in the morning, I have my coffee and I still sit in the garage where I normally would have smoked my cigarettes in the morning. So it doesn't bother me though. It's kind of like that's where I go to wake up. You know?
I just want to tell you how proud I am of you. I smoke, you know that, most people do, but I know that's something I want to get to the spot you are, but I am so damn proud of you because that is such one of the hardest things to quit. And you and I have had conversations about this, and it has been basically very easy for you. But I think it's also because that it was the time. It was the time for you to do it. And I just want to let you know how proud I am.
Thank you. Thank you. To be honest with you, the universe, there was a weird synchronicity to how I was being told, I'm not kidding, I had three different signs. Like one of them was like three within 20 minutes of different like directions. And the first thought I had was it came out of nowhere. I'm not kidding. I was just laying down and I had this awareness of this like little mini download. And it was like, what if smoking a cigarette was actually false love that you were fulfilling within yourself? And that's why you're not in a really good relationship because you are silently in a relationship with cigarettes. And I was like, son of a bitch, I'm in a toxic relationship with cigarettes. I'm not joking. One morning, like when I was like in the middle of it, like quitting, I grabbed a cigarette and the box and I like talked to it and I was like, we're breaking up. I'm sorry. We're done. I was like, this is not good for us. And like, I was like, we're over. And I broke the cigarette in three pieces. And I was like, kind of like, I was like, I'm done. That's it. And here we are now. Like, you guys are stuck with me. I'm not going anywhere now. I'm super healthy. Other weird things about this event, that was really the staple to it. But your question was, what am I proud of myself for this week? Accomplishment that I'm proud that I am proud of. I mean, I'm not saying that there isn't one. It's just more so. Honestly, this practice of letting go has been, it's a new era for me. Letting go has been like, so I was remembering how I used to think and feel during my soul awakening ascension times.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time where I was at this place where it was like, it's okay that this isn't here right now. Like, I trust the process and it's going to come to me. Like, people were freaking out. Like, how are you going to, like, do this thing? And I was like, it's okay. Like, everything, it's all working out. Like, you just got to let it happen to you for you. And I was like, why am I not there yet again? Why am I not there? And so I brought myself back. At the same time, all this other stuff was kind of flowing in and coming in. And there's a reason. All right, you know what? I can't take it anymore. We're going to go into a segment. But what I'm grateful for. What am I grateful for accomplishment? It's really this flow state. And hold on. I got to play it. Ready? Here we go.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
All right, so this is my rabbit hole segment. I've been waiting all fucking week for this shit. So everyone, buckle up. I want you to follow me as best as you can, because this is how my brain works, and you're going to be mind blown, because you're going to be like, oh, my God, I could do this for myself, too. You're going to love it. So I was going to work the other day, and I literally had a moment of realizing something. It was, like, just effortless. It kind of just popped in my mind. But I was still asking questions, and the question was, you know, I realized that I didn't fully, in my mind, I didn't believe I deserved good things. And I was realizing that because I was disappointed that every time I would have something good or something I've really achieved, it was good, like it fell apart somehow. And I was like, holy shit, like, how do I change that? How do I change that belief? Like, at first, you have to be aware of it. But I was talking with someone also earlier this week, or this past week, right, Heather? And they were portraying all this, like, similarities in different areas, and it wasn't healthy. And I was trying to explain to them, sometimes, like, it's kind of like mind your own business times and stuff, but I was trying to really do my best with telling them something and sharing with them. And one of the common things that I kept hearing, and I'm not saying this to be a dick because I need to hear it too later on. I was like, oh, damn. This individual kept expecting people to, like, reciprocate love back to them. But it was more so like, why are you treating this way? Why are you not understanding this way? Like, it was this whole, I do this for you. And I also was getting frustrated because it was triggering me. It was also like not triggering, but my boundaries were getting kind of pushed a little bit. And I got annoyed because I was also saying, like, hey, you know, listen, understand yourself. And the person at the same time was defending themselves. They weren't really going deeper within that. It's kind of, you know, when you actually are listening to someone, you're taking it into consideration. And sometimes we're not ready to hear it. So the brain's like, yeah, but. So I kind of got annoyed and I said something like, you can't control everything. And they were trying to control the conversation too. It was like, you can't control everything. And I kind of felt bad afterwards. But I realized that I needed to hear this message too. And I want to share this with everyone because this is the whole unconditional love thing. Within recent times, like, I know I'm talking a lot, Heather. I'm about to see you in a minute. We're going to go down this rabbit hole more.
Within recent times,
I think a lot of us, even regardless of the recent times, we want things. We want to manifest. We want success. We want happiness. Look, I can even talk to you about maybe discipline and putting your actions into movement. But sometimes there's other things that are in the way. And this was a big realization for me. I was realizing that I had conditioned love in my reality, and I wasn't really loving myself, and I wasn't really doing this flow state properly. And this is why I've been practicing the flow state. And I realized that I was putting a condition to my reality, the universe, the universal love, God's love, universe, source, creator. And I felt kind of disappointed. And it kind of goes down to relationships and love and your family or friends. Unconditional love. We talk about this all the time. And I want to talk about this kind of in a debate too, or this topic. We think we are giving love, but I think a lot of the times, regardless whether it's with ourselves or friends or family, we're putting a condition to it. And that condition is, I did this for you, or I did this thing, whatever the scenario is, and then we're not getting something in return. Or why is it not going this way or our way? So we want to control how things happen to us and how things are happening around us. So Heather, I was really excited. I couldn't hold back and for the segment, so I did that. So what do you think about that?
You know, it's it's funny to me because, first of all, I kind of had the same realization last night, and I have written down. And so that's why I was laughing at the beginning. But conditional love, for me at least, has been taught that it's always unconditional, blah, blah, blah. Well, to be real, it isn't. If, because, like you said, we're always putting conditions on it. There are some people, yes, in our life, but with relationships, if you're not getting anything returned from your partner, then eventually that love may stay there, but you're not going to. Because you can have that love, you can have that unconditional love, but you also have to step, you also know when, have to know when to step away from it too. So actually you can have that unconditional love with a partner.
Well, this is the thing about all this. And I find it very interesting, and it's not a bad thing you're doing it. I find it interesting because we focus on like love and relationship a lot. And this is kind of where it was starting. It starts with like we are expecting our lovers or love life, right? A lot of people want to manifest love. Let's focus on that. But this unconditional love topic made me realize something from my personal perspective, because most of us are going to do all this stuff sometimes, and then we're expecting it to go a certain way, and we get disappointed it doesn't. And this kind of ties into the path of least resistance with you're manifesting something or you are wanting something positive to come in. And what do you do with the path of least resistance? You stop overthinking about it and worrying or fearing it, and you go do something that makes you happy, and it's like a sidetrack thing. You're not looking for the thing you can't find. You're looking for the thing you can find. Like you're just making it simple. You're like, you're literally, and this is why I'm going in the flow state. This is the flow era of my life, this flow. Because the flow is where literally everything is. We put resistance to it emotionally with other problems. But this whole thing started with me and this person talking, and it was based around love and relationship or whatever. But it was still portraying connections to family members and other people. And I kept seeing was we want to love people sometimes. But we also don't realize, and this is not just people, it's life. We want to be happy in life and love people, but we are literally putting conditions to it. And this is what I kept seeing with this individual I was talking to, is that they were reflecting this part, maybe I needed to see it myself, is that we want to give our best to the world, or we want to be happy with things, but we are literally conditioning it like, oh, I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when I have this. And I'll be happy when this comes in.
Go with it with no expectations. And if we go into love, whether it be relationships, family, or whatever, and we have no expectations of that other person, then that's unconditional love, because we're letting that person just be them, whatever that may be, whether it's good, bad in our eyes or not. We're letting them be them. So if we go with it without the expectations, like, you know, great thing is my father. My father and I love my father to death. But for years, he was not the father I wanted him to be. And so I would look at him and I'd get mad. I'd get angry. I'd get hurt every time I'd see him because he wasn't who I wanted him to be. And then about 10 years ago, something clicked in my mind. It's like, okay, Heather, you're never going to have that man, and that's okay. You need to either love him for whoever the hell he is and what he can give you, or you just need to step away. And so I let those expectations that I had, that I wanted, that I had to let go, and I just let him be him, and I have my relationship with him. It's great whenever we're together, whenever we see each other, which is only a couple times a year, but it's great because I've let the expectations go. And for years, it was not like that.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is this conversation with how this went out. Like, I sat with myself and I was like, holy shit. Because I had said something really loud. I was like, you can't control everything. And then I went, oh, my God, I want to control everything. I want to control how, like, I'm manifesting or how, like, my next steps are. I want to control, like, not control could be, like, the misused word. Like, we all want security. That's what this really is. And we all want security. We want to feel a sense of security. I'll love you when if I have this. And or we don't realize it, but we can't love someone because we don't have the security to, and this is where unconditional love comes in, but really everything comes back to ourself. And so that's why I was reflecting back to myself and I went, I literally, and this is like, this goes into so many little minor minute factors in life. And this is why I was practicing it more, especially when that guy showed up at my job talking about how he's in the flow state. I was like, what the fuck?
I love that.
Yeah. Older guy. Not an old man, but, you know, he's an older gentleman. And I was like, this is wild. He goes, any favorite people you listen to? And he goes, let me guess, Tony Robbins? And I was like, yeah, I love Tony Robbins. And I was like, I listen to Abraham Hicks. I listen to Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's like, mm-hmm. Do you listen to so-and-so? I was like, I don't know. We just had a great conversation. But this flow state has me going because, all right, so even for dinner tonight, I was like, I don't want to cook. And then instead of me, like, going through the motions, I just kind of, like, I started just doing stuff. I started driving towards this place, and I got Dominican food. I went home. It was a great choice. Like, I feel like we all want to always just, like, control and pick and do. And the flow state is more like, yeah, all right. Or it just is. And I guess what I really received from this was more so the universe, God, source, creator, universe, matrix, system, whatever, right? I'm using all these words so everyone can understand and follow it. And we are working or in a connection with this system, God, source, creator, universe. And we are also meant to love that system, God, source, creator, universe, energy. And you know what I'm saying? So this is how I was seeing it, was that I wasn't really loving myself, but I also wasn't loving the universe with unconditional love. I was conditioning it because my reality is a projection of me. My inner being. I'm God, source, creator, universe, as you are all a piece of the system, right? Get your shit together because you guys are fucking up. I'm just kidding. And then I was like, oh, my God, I'm not loving God, source, creator, universe with unconditional love. And that's this whole thing is like the universe wants to give us things that, oh, my God, it's literally coming out of my mouth right now, and I'm getting more information. The universe wants to give you more than what you want or what you think you want. And that's including myself. There's so many great things that we can't fathom to comprehend that, oh, my God, like I thought this up. Or, yeah, you can. It's magical. But we want to condition and control how that is. Like I want that thing. And the universe is like, I got something so much better for you. No, I want that right there.
Yeah.
You have no idea. Like, I have something better for you.
That was just told to me last night. This is a fucking trip. I literally wrote it down, and I'm reading it right now. Wow. What is to come is something you can't even fathom, better than your human thought can comprehend. You have taken so many steps and moving forward. The rest is personal. But anyways, yes, I said the same thing last night, or my higher self did.
Well,
and it's like,
sync,
why
baby.
Are we not doing things? Why are we keep on asking what if, what if, what if? And why are we not taking steps? Because the what if it's better than you can ever imagine? Not
right.
What if it's broken? What if I don't succeed? What if, no, it's better than we can imagine. Why do we keep on putting limitations on ourselves? And that's, yeah, that's something that I went through last night. That is, again, just confirmation from the universe. It's flipping and fantastic. I love it.
I love it, too. I'm getting chills right now because it means that we're all on the right path. We're on the right timing and all that. I, quite honestly, like, I think we're all right where we need to be, whether, you know, you are, whoever's listening out there is in a different spot in life or what. We're all meant to learn at certain placements or whatever through certain obstacles. But this is the way I thought, it was from this one person external from me, which wasn't comfortable. I wasn't thrilled with this conversation at that point. Excuse me. I'm drinking bubble sodas and I'm getting, like, you know.
Bubbles.
Yeah, bubbles in my gut. But then I brought it back to myself, right? I'm like, okay, if this person is expecting from me, they're this person, that person, they're this and that, and I'm hearing the words that they're using, and it's literally about lack of self-love and conditioning. It's hard to see sometimes, but how we act towards people and how we are limited, and like, then I'm doing that. I'm conditioning it, and then I'm expecting. But how do we talked about this last episode, how we have to be one way to understand the other. Like, I think we were talking about the last episode about what we want, and you were like, I don't care so much about physical features. I like the emotions, like, all more power to you. I like a little mixture of hottie with a body and some emotions. Whatever. Everyone's different. But at the same time, we all have to want. We have to know what it's like to want or have a desire.
So can I read something real quick?
You can read all you want. Read your heart out. It's 909 Angel Numbers
right
over here in New York.
609 here. So there.
Mm-hmm.
So, as above, so below. As is in, so is out. Balance will always include movement to act and look within. Calm will appear because no matter if you are above or below or in or out, you are always in the circle of healing and growing, or both. So if you look at, and this is what was brought to me last night, two triangles, one up and one facing down. And then you put an infinity symbol in between both. That infinity symbol is the going, you're going in, you're going out, you're going up, you're going down, but you're in balance there. And you will always, if you're in balance, you're going to be going through both. You're going to be going through good times, you're going to be going through bad times, but it's how we handle them and where we go with it and what we're learning and growing from it. And we can stay in that balance, and the infinity will keep on going. If we keep growing and we keep on learning, it's just an infinity circle, back and forth, up and down, in and out. It will never end, because the more and more we release and we heal, the more and more we're going to learn and we're going to grow and we're going to be happy, and then we're going to go back into more movement of learning and seeing things at different angles and opening up our awareness, and it's just going to keep going and going and going. I don't know.
I'm not a fan of any more of. See, I feel like these words are evolving. Like, we have words that are stepping stones that just don't match the vibration of the descriptions anymore. I'm not a fan of healing and doing the healing and shadow work. I think there's parts where we're going to go, oh. Like, it's not going to be so impacting at times, or it might be, but I don't think we have to do necessarily healing to get answers anymore. Or, like, it's always going to be around, like, a release of, you might go through an ego death. You might go through a moment and go, oh, for me, and I don't know. For me, there's always duality.
So what would you call it?
Now? I mean, work. It's just. Or awareness, but you just become more self-aware.
Awareness, yes.
It's just more like a fluidity of, it's because, look, are we going to have everything healed where it's all going to be? You might have something else you weren't prepared to work on yet, but I'm not a fan of the healing. We don't need healing to get answers for everything.
I understand that.
This whole process for me was more or less, I want to say a test that brought more aha. And that test was like, oh, this is definitely like a no for me. This ain't going to work out because I'm not going to fall down that direction again. And I trusted myself. But then that kind of, I did an observation. And my spirit guide just said this too. The only way sometimes we can get the truth is through unconditional love. So I literally was loving the situation unconditionally. And I put my emotions aside. I said, well, is this person's, to me, it's just, you're evolving your consciousness. You're self-aware. And at some point you start asking the right question with the right intention and the right direction within yourself. And you're saying, oh, if this is happening in my reality, what does that mean to me? If this person is portraying this, what does that mean for me? And I like to find the playfulness in my mind and thinking where it's more of a curiosity, because then it's not so much of a, if that's what that means, what does that mean for me? It's more or less of, if that's what's happening and this person being this way, there's a reflection. The same thing like you were talking about, the symbolism, you know, the triangles and stuff. I think that's a great symbol. It shows its meaning. I think what I'm trying to say overall is it brings more substance at some point. You have enough information in your journey to make something with more substance in your mind. It kind of all clicks together and it's more of a aha, rather emotional healing and release of crying to go, oh, I just didn't realize, you know, I was sabotaging myself. We get past those little levels of the beginning stages of, oh, lack of self-love. And there's ups and downs to it still for me, but.
I mean, I agree. I totally agree with you because we do get through those stages, but then we're going to have different stages we're going through, but we just don't react the same because we have grown and healed from that.
Yeah.
So we are still going to go through that, but because our awareness has grown because of what we've been through, we're able to react differently. And then in that moment, we get those ahas too, because our awareness has gotten to that point. I've noticed like the different things that have triggered me lately that I have not been how I used to be, where I totally just kind of fall apart with it. And now it's more of I dissect it. I think about it. I think of, okay, yeah, I can understand why this happened. And I try to go back to wherever the root was. And then for me, I just send it love and light. I tell them that they're okay, thank you, whatever the situation may be. And then I just release myself from it instead of, like you said, the crying, the just upset for weeks and whole life turned upside down. It just, I react differently now to it.
I agree with you. Reacting differently. I guess what I'm also trying to say was that we have our logical mind, then we have our emotional mind. The emotional part, and then there's the mental conscious, like there's the mind and the emotion. And I separate the two, but you are absolutely correct. When you start becoming more aware of the situation and you're healed within a certain aspect, you're not going to respond the same way anymore because you're not bothered and you're not as attached. You're more detached from the old and you are more in your power. It's becoming more, that's been a topic too, believe it or not. It's been a topic I've found within different clients where there's some individuals that are giving more of their power away within insecurities and concerns to fears. And it's all little things that we're all going to kind of go through. Everyone has these obstacles we have to experience to become free. And that's what's been around in this whole experience right now recently with unconditional love. I thought it was the coolest thing to realize and think, oh, my God, the universe, source, God, creator is wanting to love me. and give me or show me, but I am putting conditions to how I want that universe, love, source, God, creator to love me. And that's like what we do in our life, what we do in our, for ourselves, how we treat ourselves, how we treat people. We can't want things and then want it and then like get it pissed off that we're not getting it, because then the universe is like, well, you keep putting resistance to it. I want to love you, but you're resisting. I just want to love you, Joe. But you're putting conditions to what that is. And I just, let me love you the way I like want to love you. I'm like, well, universe, bro, I've got I'm not conditionally loving you. I'm loving you unconditionally. Well, start acting like it. Anyways, so that's what's in my journey. And so it helps me with more of this practice of in the flow, because to be honest with you, it's going to sound worse than I think it is, but I'll be in my head sometimes when I'm like, what's next in my life? Do I really want to be at this job for like a long time? When am I going to be successful the way I want to be? What is it I really want to do? Like, I would ask a whole bunch of fucking questions. It's when, and then it kind of brought these emotions sometimes where it's like I'm not happy enough in this moment because I'm not sure where I want to go next with my life. So basically what I'm saying is I have been practicing of letting go of thinking too much, being in the present moment, doing my job, and being happy with what the universe provides in the sense of opportunities, love, and all the good stuff. And I'm not expecting anything. I think that's the what I'm trying to really wrap around. I'm not expecting something to happen today magically, or like the magical things are, I'm noticing, are little things. Like I literally saw a deer in the woods today while I was walking a bag of garbage outside, and I was like, oh, it's a deer, and look at that, like hidden. And we locked eyes. Those little things. That guy coming to my job, mm-hmm. finally talking about that. So, not
controlling. I love that. I love when the universe does that and when we can just let go and just enjoy what's around us, because there is so many damn beautiful things we miss every day because we're trying to control, or we're in a hurry, or whatever it is, we're missing the stuff that's all around us because we have that expectation there. And when we release that expectation, we can see, you can see a lot more.
Yes. Yes. I feel like I've talked a lot, Heather, so I want you to...
But that's normal. You're good for that.
I mean,
I
when I get into the zone,
you always have good things.
I just, I don't really talk at work a lot, to be honest with you. I'll talk, I'll joke around, I'll say some funny stuff, but I feel more that these conversations, it's like I've been building up an excitement of talking about it. But I want you to take some of this rain here. What's been on your mind? What do you want to talk about with the world? Maybe they need to hear something that you have to say. What? No pressure.
No pressure. None at
no pressure.
All. No, well, no. Actually, I do have something on my mind because it came
right
to my mind last night.
All right. That's great.
And it kind of goes
next
with...
segment.
I'm just kidding. Really?
I'm really? Joking. I'm joking. What's the Joe without joking? So, say it again.
So, last night, I got bored last night, and I've been trying to tell myself, because I am very big at, like, I don't talk a lot at work either, and I come home, and I'm in my car, I'm doing my thing, but I'm scrolling, like, all night long. Like, I can sit in my car for hours. So, basically, I am ignoring my life. I'm ignoring what I'm feeling. I'm ignoring everything because I'm just scrolling. So, I have told myself, okay, I enjoy sitting in my car because I can sit out here and smoke. I can just be by myself. It's my one spot I can have to myself. So I have told myself that I'm going to spend at least an hour to myself every night where I'm not picking up my phone. I'm not doing anything else. I'm just being. And so last night I was bored and had no one to talk to. You was asleep. Elaine was asleep. Everyone was asleep. So anyways, I decided, you know what, I'm going to start that hour. And I did. I sat here, I closed my eyes, and I was looking at the stars and the moon. And then I was trying to think about my life, what I want in my future. And I know for my soul purpose what I should be doing and am not doing, because I always make excuses. I'm the queen of excuses. And I realized last night that what was holding me back, and I think it holds a lot of people back, and it kind of, like, I just sat down, I did a lot of automatic writing last night, just thinking myself, even made a video, did a TikTok, like, because I was just actually sitting out here, it's pitch black out, and I just threw on the video because I was just wanting to talk. And then mm-hmm. I really liked what I was saying. But it had to do with what's holding me back is, okay, you know what I want to do, right? And most people probably on here do. But I want to help people, basically. It comes down to wanting to help people, wanting to heal people, be there for people. Like you said, I don't want anyone lonely. I don't want anyone to feel alone, because there's, you know, there are people go through a lot of stuff and need someone to talk to. That's what I want to be. But I stopped myself. I used to be, you know, do lives all the time. I don't anymore. And it's fear, but not in the fear I looked at before. It's not fear that I am not going to succeed. I know I'm going to succeed. I know this. I know this for a fact. It's not fear that I don't know what I'm doing. It's not fear of any of that. It's fear of success,
yeah.
Fear of being happy, like truly just fulfilled, because I've never had that before, and that scares the shit out of me. Like, wait a second. Mm. Even though I know, like, I just know in my being, like, I'm going to be happier than can be, blah, 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 I'm still fearful to take that step because it's the unknown. And it's what has happened in the past when I've taken that step. So what I was doing is keep on going back to the past mm-hmm. and wasting my energy. But I used to do this. This is what's going to happen. This time of year, I usually go into hermit mode for about 4 months. I don't like winter. I am not a winter person. And I have always done it. Well, just because I've always done it doesn't mean I need to do it now. And I am now having to work through that. No, I'm not going to let that happen. I need to step out because I need this. I just need this. My soul needs this. My body needs, just everything about me needs to do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a big realization to me that it wasn't the type of fear for years that I had. Because I know I'm going to succeed.
Hmm.
I just know that. And just like I know you're going to succeed. It's just I know this, but it was a fear of succeeding. Because I've never been there. And I've never let it be that way. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think this is something that I love this topic, because I think we all, regardless of this topic, I think we all kind of do this thing where I also too find that I have a fear of success. And I want to go into that more. Like, what is that? I think it's good to go in to that deeper. Like, what does that really mean? Because I think some people are like, do I fear having the things that I want, blah, blah, blah. No, it's just, you made a point, the fear of feeling that constantly or having that or being able, I think it's more the security. Like, I think there's a bunch of things to it. I think we sometimes want things, but we lose them because we feel insecure of believing that we can actually have that forever. And
That's what it is. Because I looked up, too, because I'm like, okay, I'm not understanding what what the root is, because again, I dissect everything. So I looked up what was basically the issue of someone as failure of success or commitment to succeed, whatever that may be. And it's abandonment issues, you know, people letting you down in the past, all of that. And so it's, and you letting yourself down. So
yeah. It,
you know, it's a bunch of stuff. Sorry, go on. I interrupted.
No, Drew, we're just talking. I mean, I think it's a mixture of what we were talking about before too, with our subconscious beliefs of what we have created in our reality that create the repetition. Like I said before, the belief that I didn't deserve good things because everything that was good kind of fell apart on me. So that's like,
mm-hmm.
Realizing that alone is like a fear of success, because it's almost like the opposite. It's like my mind was thinking, well, everything kind of fell apart, so that's what I believe now. And like, we don't want to believe that, but that's why we're also aggravated or upset. So, but the fear of success, I think, is also, and I'm just throwing stuff to talk about it because that's a good topic. We all want something. I think it's okay to want stuff. I think it's okay to, I just want to have a loving relationship. I need money. Like, I think it's good because we need to realize where some key factors are of like where to start. But I think
it's not even okay. It's, you should want all of that. If you don't, if there's nothing you want, what are you working for? What are you doing? What are you stepping forward to? It's okay to want. It's okay to want the damn whole world, whatever it may be, because you deserve it. We all deserve it.
I agree with you. And also, it's a key factor to help navigate with things. But for example, I think this happens with manifesting, right? They say you should start manifesting with something small, like a button, and then you manifest a button, and then start with manifesting $20, because there's something about jumping to $1.5 million in a yacht, because your manifesting level is going to be like, do we believe that we can do something like that? Do we really, like, you're going to be like, you're going to try that trick, tips and tricks that you have manifested so far. And you'll be like, I have a yacht. And you're not going to be able to do it because your brain's going to be like, can we do that? Are we sure? Well, you did a button and $20. And I don't think it's like a mixture of a fear of success. And this is with our career, with our love life, our happiness, everything that we are desiring. I think we sometimes get to this energetic coding where it's like your guts, your emotions are like, can we do that? Is that possible? Is that something we can manifest? And there's doubt. And I think it's all under fear of success. I think it's a big thing. But I gotta say, I think that for myself, I don't know about everyone, but I have these concerns with like times. Like, I feel like I have a time restriction. Like I put too much stress on myself to find these answers because I'm like, I really want them and need them now. And I do believe that regardless of how much you heal or what you're working on, like there's a divine flow to everything. And
mm-hmm.
I guess my example is like, Do I want my own apartment right now? Do I want my own place or my own car? Like certain things. Yeah. Can I really easily go down this rabbit hole of feeling shitty about myself? And like, I feel like I'm going nowhere. Like we all do that. I think I feel like we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We don't have control of our timeline. And I think there's a divine flow to how you feel, what you're thinking, what you're working on, whether it's positive or negative. You're meant to experience that while you're doing the work. And I guess I want everyone to feel like this reassurance that you might feel a little lost at times, but let it play out. Like it's such a weird phase, but the more I hear it, the more it's like semi cringing, but not, trust the process and let it unfold for you. And I think that's what I'm about to. I feel like the next stage of my life is like, watch this shit. And I say that with like funny happiness, because I'm letting go and trusting the process in a newer level that I have before. And it's not, I don't have that, is that background noise. It's like, I wonder what's going to happen. Or like, I'm going to look, but I'm not going to look type thing. Like, I want this and I'm going to pretend like I don't want it. So the universe, no, I'm literally like just playing that game of what comes in your reality and make a decision type of a game. Like, ooh, that sounds good. Let's do that. Like, let's pick that choice. And letting the universe unfold where I go. And I like this because I'm starting to pay more attention to like little moods that come up. Like, oh,
yes,
that's a lazy mood. That must mean that we should go do the thing instead of being lazy. So I'll go do the thing. I'm like, oh, let's do that. Because less thinking, I'm more present. Love this shit. I can't talk about it enough. I could like promote this in a bottle. You too can go with the flow with Joe. Get yours today. I'm a little sad. We didn't have
the flow is amazing. I know. If I had time, I could have put some together, but I didn't have time.
Well, it's all good.
I thought about
it's
it.
It's not the end of the world. What else has been going on that I could share? Yeah, I loved everything you were saying, though, about how there's this fear of success. There's the pressure of you kind of wanting to, because this is everything you were saying kind of resonated with me, too. I was like, oh, I feel that. That's what I've been feeling for, like, the past couple of weeks. And
I think a lot of people have, actually. I've had so many people bring different stuff up. I think it's a conscious thing that's going on with everyone right now. There's the energies are different. You know, a lot of stuff's going on, and it is the time of the year where we get more stuff. Also, the veil is very thin right now, and I just the Earth consciousness is just growing. So I think a lot of people are asking these questions. What are you laughing for?
I find it, I don't know. Don't take it the wrong way. I'm not laughing at you.
I'm not.
I just,
you're talking about me. Come on now.
I just find,
I don't take things the wrong way.
Every, like, when we're getting closer to October, there's like two things that, first of all, I want to remind everyone, Halloween is one day out of a month. Not to ruin it for some of you, but it's only one day. Some of you have forgotten that maybe it's every day of your life. And if that's what you want it to be, then so be it. But I just want to remind you, in the 3D world, where there is days of weeks, measurements of time, there's only one day of that. Just so you know. But you mentioned something, and it wasn't pumpkins.
Veil.
The veil is thin. Yeah, as you know. Everyone, like, why does everyone got to throw that in there? Like it's a little bit of knowledge that, oh, and you know, the veil's thin.
Well, you know what? Because a lot of people don't know it.
But what?
There is so many people right now waking up to different aspects. Not everyone doing that. Not everyone does know that.
Well, what do I need to know? I guess what, cause to me it's okay. How do we explain this to the world? Because I think some people would freak out. Oh, my God, what do I got to do? Or how do I utilize this to my best of my abilities? Or what is the time frame of the said veil being thin? So many questions, so many thoughts and concerns. We need to know.
That's a rabbit hole.
Curious minds.
Next week, rabbit hole.
Next week.
We can do that next week for the rabbit hole, yeah.
The fuck does it completely mean that the veil is thin? Join us in the next episode on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will break this myth buster and bring you more clarity as to the veil being thin and what planets are in the fucking way of your life this week. The flow state, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. So what else is on our mind? Anything we want to bring forward in this episode, this live radio show?
So, totally off topic.
Yeah.
Have you noticed, so the time is changing, and we don't have the sun out as long as normal. Have you noticed that it, like, went really quick? Like, it went from, like, you know, 8:30 for me at least, that I have sun, and now, like, not even 6:30 right now, and the sun is going down. Like, just in the last week, it's gone down, like, a lot quicker for me over here. I don't know about you over there. I'm just watching it go down. That's why I'm saying something.
Well, you got that right, Heather. There is things changing in the world this time, and the sun is not up as much as long as it was before.
But it's going, like, really quickly now. Like, I used to have light out at, like, 8:30 at night last week. It's only 6:30 right now, and it's already going down over my mountain. Like, normally, it's still bright out right now last week. So I'm just in a short amount of time. Okay, I'm crazy.
No, you're not. No, you're not crazy. I am already disappointed I have already been wearing jeans. Because if you know me, you know me. I love shorts and T-shirts. I love the heat. So I'm already sad that I have been wearing jeans, and I wore a coat to work recently. It's fucking.
Oh, wow. I haven't had to do that yet.
Sweatshirt and or I have discovered that I'm not a fan of a long sleeve shirt under a T-shirt feel. I don't like it. I don't know what it is about it, but.
Too constricting.
Yeah. But I am disappointed. The sun and the temperature, things changing for the seasons, the audacity.
See, and we don't have the sun as much. And like we were talking, was it last week or the week before, I think,
that
the sun doesn't
week.
Get enough noticed. It was last week. The sun does not get enough recognition. And just think about, I'm going to go down another rabbit hole right now. But in the wintertime is the most when most people have depression. And that's when we don't have the sun as much.
Yeah, and it's cold.
So we need to be actually, it's cold and yucky. But it's usually because the sun's not out. It's usually clouded or it's raining or whatever, so we don't get to see the sun. Because I'm a scientist here, I am going to say it's because we don't have the sun up as much and we don't get her vitamin D, her, he, whatever you want to call the sun. They do not give me enough vitamin D and I don't get enough of her. So now I'm depressed.
I was
depression
trying to tell
and winter. What?
Everyone wants to worship the moon and the moon rituals and the moon water. You know, I'm not against it because I love pickles, but moon water pickles?
What?
I'm not really sure the purpose of that. But you guys got to love the sun a little bit more. It's just, you know, I got an email.
So great for
the sun emailed me. It was one of the assistants. And they said, listen, you need to let everyone know on Earth, the moon has plenty of worshipers. We need more sun followers, you know, people of the sun. And the last group was a little cuckoo, but we need some real good.
I love
worshiper.
The sun.
Y'all wanna
no,
be
I
cold
disagree with you. I don't love the heat, but I love the sun. Like, I love, absolutely love the sun. I can lay in the sun, sit up in the sun, watch the sun, talk to the sun. I love the sun. I just don't like the heat.
There was, like, a country that wanted to, they insisted that they were going to be the first to land on the sun, and they were like, are you fucking stupid? Like, are you really going to do that? And they were like, yeah. Like, you know that you're going to melt you're not going to make it. You're just going to disintegrate. They're like, no, we're going to go at night.
Oh my God. No way.
No way. I love the moon. Sarah, you tricked me into reading your comments because you have four here. She says, I love the moon. Don't come for Mama Luna. I wasn't coming after the moon.
I love the moon.
You gotta love daddy and mommy. Gotta love daddy and don't say it, Heather.
I'm not saying it.
Masculine, feminine, sons. You gotta love the sun.
Yes, I agree. Do you know, so I was watching and, you know, it's the internet, so it has to be the truth. But, I mean, it makes sense to me that I think they want to say like 1930 or whatever. We used to be in the sun all the time, right? And now, because of the lives we live and what we live in, we only spend 2% of the time in the sun that we're supposed to. That's not good. And why do you think we're all sick? We need more sun. We need to worship the sun.
I'm just going to say yes because you said worshiping the sun. But
I knew that would work.
I think there's a lot of factors to people being sick.
Well, no.
There's different reasons why.
There is a lot of factors, but we do need to be spending more time out in the sun. We spend so much time cooped up, whether it be at work, whether it be at home or in stores or wherever, that we're not spending enough time outside and getting the benefits that the sun gives us.
I just realized I think I want to rename my friend.
Oh my God.
No way. And what's the nickname going to be?
Oh, worship the sun. I call this.
Only you would do that. Only you would do that.
It was Picasso at one point.
Oh my God. Picasso to the sun. Wow.
So worship the
sun. I'm just thinking it. Wow, that just put way too much information in my brain right now.
Yeah.
Because I got images that went wrong with it and with the sun.
Oh, you got the sun card?
Okay. No, I'm just using my...
That's a great art piece. I'm just going to have a tarot deck, and they're all going to be... different versions of me.
Oh my God.
The sun card.
Oh my.
Look, you gotta have fun in life. You gotta have some jokes. You gotta have good things.
Well, that must
so
be
we have covered.
When I'm on here.
Samesies. So, we've covered the unconditional love part. We've covered some fears of success. We have shared some stories of different things. Did you want to share anything other, more stories? Did you have more stories to share?
More stories. Let me think.
Is there anything else?
Sure. Why are you whispering?
ASMR for like vocals effects. Maybe they like it more and we will have like more listeners because we do an ASMR version of the show. That would be like,
oh my God, I'm too damn loud to be whispering all day long.
You would get us caught in a scenario where we had to be quiet. That would be you.
Stop breathing.
You're breathing too loud.
Oh my God.
No, I can't say it enough. Like, I'm super happy to be in this. Like, there's no expectation. We're just, I'm in love with life.
I was telling you that. It's, like, weird because I've been, like, I finally put a word to it the other day because I couldn't explain it. Because you even asked me one day, how you doing? And I'm like, eh. I'm not blah, but I'm not happy. I'm not sad. I don't know what I am, but I'm calm. It's like I just have this energy right now that I'm just very calm with everything, and I react calmly to everything. And it's so weird because that's not how I've done it for 49 years. So I'm trying to get used to this energy of being calm.
I'm starting to get, you know, when all right, so we have reached this level, right? But I'm starting to feel like new sensory, and the new sensory to me feels like, oh, that's a little bit wild, but I'm at a place where I kind of just understand it more. So it's like I feel like I'm getting pulled back more while being more present more. I don't even know if that's going to make sense, but I'm here. But I'm actually also there. And I'm not...
Oh, it makes sense to me.
And I'm not super in control, but... I feel like there's going to be a lot more awareness and intuition, and like, it's going to be a big... All right. You know when I'm reading people or I'm talking and I get into a rant and it's a flow state? If I'm going to be practicing, which I have been recently, still new, the flow state in my life, I'm going to be like flowing everywhere. It's going to be super flowy. It's going to be divine flow. So basically what I'm saying is there is no more controlling. Like, I don't know if the people remember, but I said it on Facebook Live a couple times and it was true. I would be talking like it would sound like every word clicked, and I would get such in depth of this flow that while I'm talking, I would be in my head separate going, holy shit, I'm doing this. And I'm still talking. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of it, I would tell people like, by the way, this is what's going on. And it would just like, I was playing a drum set, like a pro basically. And I'm like, watch this shit flipping the sticks. That's what it felt like. And I think if we can do that in our head, our moments, letting life flow in that way, you're not trying to control.
I love that.
Everything. Magic's
the flow
happen.
State is amazing.
Watch me do it.
The flow state is you do it all the time. You call it
we
rant.
We do it.
It's called flow. Why you call keep calling it rant? It's called flow. You ain't ranting. You're flowing.
We are flowing. I think we all, it's like driving the car, but you don't need to put the brakes on it or give it more gas. You're just letting it go.
Uh-huh.
And it goes up the hill perfectly and flows down the hill. Goes around. It's doing it all by itself. Isn't it magical?
I love that analogy.
Yeah, it felt good, right? You know how that came up?
Wow. That put me into what I saw last night and like the flow of the infinity symbol, and I'm just watching the car go through it. That's actually pretty damn cool. Thank you.
Super cool. You're welcome. Thank you. And I saw this painting that I did, which is behind me, and it was another moment of a flow realization I had. My painting is the all-seeing eye here, and I didn't know how I was going to do it, and I literally was like, no, Joe, like, you have to be in the flow, like, just stop controlling how it comes out, like, what's the worst thing? So I just let go and had fun, and that came out perfectly. I was like, whoa, I can't believe I did that, but I did, and something like that. It's just not trying, you're just doing. There is no fail.
Well, that reminds me. Yeah. That reminds me of last night when I was automatic writing. And that's all I do is I flow with it. Whatever comes, what words come out, they come out. And I'm not thinking about it. They just come out. And I love that because for me, that's a good tool for me, myself, because then I can go back later on. Because I know for me, when I get in flow, it's very hard for me to remember everything I just said.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that.
I like writing it.
I don't feel like I'm going to write down or I think it's going to come together as it needs to for me. Everyone's going to have a separate feeling of I don't know how to say that. I think for me, I'm not worried about not remembering or how it will come out. It will all come as it's needed, but I'm excited to see what happens within a week's time for the next show. Like, I'm really excited because I know we needed to talk about this, like, team to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
But there's something I want to add to this, though. Before we kind of wrap this up, I want to go into another topic of this. This is an interesting step. We're talking about going with the flow, but I also want to add in, like, this curiosity of thinking. Going with the flow and making decisions. Because we still need to make a decision or make choices or do things. I think there's different. I think going with the flow is definitely like a let go of your emotions factor. But I guess like, we shouldn't stop making decisions. Like, we still have to make a choice with life. Life presents to you things. So you're going to have to make a decision on what you're eating or what you want to do. So I guess I have the answer, but I want to ask you, Heather, you also have the answer. What should people do if they're stuck? Like, oh my God, am I in the flow state? I forget. I have to make a choice here. Like what should we remind them to do?
I personally, you go with the first thing that comes up. Or you can dissect it, but that's not flow to me either. So, but you go in, when I'm going into flow, like you said earlier, right, you got in your car and you started driving. You ended up at a Dominican restaurant and you just ordered food. You didn't think about it. You just went. So the universe will direct us wherever we need to go. So you made that decision, though, to get in the car. You made the decision to get out of your car and go into the restaurant. So we still have decisions we have to make, but if we just go with it, it's not going to be hard. It's not going to be hard decisions because we're just going with it. The opportunity is going to be right in front of us if we're just moving with the flow.
I mean, I get everything you're saying. I guess the answer to my perspective is...
I know, it's not what you wanted.
No, whoa, that's rude. No, it's actually
sorry,
perfect.
I didn't mean to make you cry.
I guess what I want to add to that is just less thinking and emotions. You actually said it already. Just do it. Just do. It's discipline. Just like that's why I'm glad it kind of is leading into this step for me. I went from discipline to this now. It's like discipline gets me from out of my emotions and thoughts to just doing something, which I didn't realize was the flow state, but I really wanted to, my brain loves thinking and being a pain in the ass. So it's like, oh no, if I want this for dinner or if I want to cook or if I don't know. So now I'm just like, ooh, I was thinking about getting sushi, but then I went too far. Maybe, you know what? Let me just drive over here. I'm just going to check out Dominican food. Yes. And then I just like, I'm still driving and coasting and going. And I'm there. Bam. Like, it just flowed. Everything worked out. Perfect timing.
And when
I was also
in flow, we're in alignment.
I'm going to be honest about something here besides everything else I've spoken about. I do not anymore because I'm in the flow state, bitch. But I was thinking a lot about my social media platforms and my readings. And then all I keep thinking about is just flow, just keep, like, just be. And it's really just every moment, every breath, like, just you go with what, how it goes. It just is. And I love it.
Well, that's why I love, like, the talks like this, because you can go back and forth and you're just flowing with each other and going off of, you can give me ideas, I can give you ideas, aha moments, or just talking in depth about something, and it's just, it's the flow. I wish I could see what the live was saying, so what people were saying, because it'd be nice if someone called in about it too, but it's, you know, you have that flow, and I don't know, I like talking about stuff like this.
My guys have been saying something around the people calling in. They said that the more, because this has been, look, I know this is going to sound cheesy, but me being consistent with, like, anything is a pretty big deal. And so, excuse me, I've been consistent with doing the radio show every Thursday at 8:30 on the East Coast. So I'm happy about that. But my guys were saying that people are going to call in more, but they're going to be calling in more as we're doing the live radio show. Like, there's something that's just going to happen. I don't know. Like, they're just saying, keep doing this. There was someone that called in like twice, but we were in the middle of talking about two different, like, it's the thing about calling into the radio show is you want to call in and, like, be early. Cause there's times where there's like five people that called in already and then it's in order. So I see who called in first and then I might take their call. The other thing about it is people will hang up and call back again. And, like, there's different times where we're going to take a phone call or we might do a reading or we might not do the reading. So it's a consistency thing and just keep going. The other part about this, too, is that I wanted to reconstruct how we were going to take readings on here because I don't want to do the, like, the 20-minute phone call readings on here anymore. As much as I wanted, like, in the beginning, I'm not going to lie, my ego was in the way. I had still had a good time, but I wanted to, like, go all out and show what I can do. And it's not that I want to prove myself any more readings or anything. It's just more, I want them to be super short on the radio show because and I want everyone to hear this for those of you who want to do a spiritual based or even business, whether you're spiritual or not, business is business. You want to give people a snippet of something like of what you're offering, right? When it's on one of these things, you want it to be a snippet. You want it to be good yourself. Still, whatever you're working and doing, it's still a snippet. Because you do at some point when you're in a business mindset, you want them to take that snippet of what you're offering, whether it's me talking and my personality and how I work, or it's you yourself at home doing this, you want them to come to you like, I really like that person or how they presented that. I want to look at their website now. I want to look at their services, how much pay for them to help me or work on something, or their product. And I say I too have been in this position where it's like, I'll do a song and a dance and I'll spin around for you and I'll give you the world and then wonder why, like, you're not booking a private session with me. And the thing about it is really is because I just gave you everything maybe in a private session that you can get, and like, or I gave you a whole bunch of stuff for free because I'm trying too hard or I want that. And there's not a wrong thing about it. It's not a failing or a bad shame on me for doing that. You're whoever you are in the world, whether it's spiritual, business in general, or what you're working on, you're going to have to make mistakes or fail per se. You're going to have to go, oops, I learned there, because that's what makes you a better business entrepreneur, owner, whatever you're doing. If you're going to keep playing it safe and you're going to go only to this level of trying, You're not gonna get anywhere. You're gonna get like super upset that you tried and it's not working out now. It was working out before and now it's not. You're always gonna have that moment. It's not working out. What do we do? And there's different levels to that. And I guess what I'm trying to say in this moment is, for the readings on the radio show, well, it was a mixture. It was on live, Facebook Live and all that. I don't mind. Once in a while, I do the lives on Facebook. And on the radio show, I do want to take callers, but I don't want to do 20 minutes a call. And I don't have to prove myself or feel like I need to prove myself. I also want Heather to be able to chime in, or Candace, or people to share that with. But I do want people to be able to call in. It's a quick reading, because otherwise people take advantage of free. I think there's times and places where I do free stuff. And I think people, there's been people call on the radio show, like every show. And it's like, eventually, you know, you got to think to yourself, like, do you need a fucking reading every show? No, you don't.
Well, the other thing, it being the radio show, is 20 minutes takes so much time away from everyone else, too, because we are on a limited time. Like on Facebook Live, you are not, but on the radio show, you are. So there might be someone else that needs a reading. So instead of doing one person for 20 minutes, you can do four or five people for 5 minutes.
Yeah. So I guess the answer to your question or the concerns about that is I'm going to start promoting readings more so on the radio show within the next couple. I don't think it's the next one, but within the next, after the next 2 weeks or so, maybe into October, because I want to really find the right time, the place, and I want to have other people call in for participating on the show as well, because we were doing contests and some of the people were like, I was like, what do you think the riddle is? And they're like, what? Are you doing readings? I'm like, no, I already announced like 3 times we're doing this riddle. But I have fun with it. I'll play the explosive sound effects and be like, you know, Jeopardy, time's up. But we have fun with it. But I want to have people call in and participate with like the conversation, the topic, or ask a question. I'll be super kind of like, I know better than you type of personality. I'm just kidding. But like, you're coming to me for advice, okay? I'm going to tell you. Of course I have the answer. But I would like to hear it from people. So I want to make sure I have the right timing in the segment. But we're going to be doing readings for sure, which will bring in more callers. It will, but I'm finding
But you know what? But that's not what the shenanigans is all about, though. The spiritual shenanigans isn't all about readings. And I know that that's not what you are wanting the spiritual shenanigans to be about. So if you are wanting this to go as in talking and messing around, whatever it is you want this to go, reading should have no part in it. Maybe
we
keep
can
that as a
like,
separate segment. Because you're like, oh, well, reading is bringing more callers.
We can do a whole separate show during the week for readings. How's that?
Yep.
I think we should
that
do
that. I agree with,
spiritual message, roasting and spiritual messages, but we can just do like, I don't know. We can have fun with. Maybe it's a whole separate thing. It's like just, I don't know. I don't feel like, you know what? I just felt anxiety. It felt like I wasn't in the flow. And I don't know if that's an excuse or not, but I feel like that was an excuse. Shut up, Joe. Shh. It's okay.
Why did you just feel anxiety?
It felt like I had to find the answer now, but I don't. And then I was wondering, maybe it's a separate show for it. Or maybe I don't want to do them, or maybe I do. But I did one yesterday. I did a reading. I loved it. It was a great reading. It helped someone out. They loved it, too. It's just so many questions. And I go back to, like, no, we're not in the flow. We're going to know when we need to know.
Mm-hmm. It's just options.
That's the answer. I was big, you know, I was a big person. I was one of those people that always would try to overthink, like, why is this not working? Let's find the answer to it. How do we get more people involved? How can I get more followers? How can I get more people to watch this? How can I do? And I think there's a creative flow to that versus resistance. And I think it's one thing to ask the question, like, I wonder, what, how can I get more of this, right? And that's with unconditional love. Not the whole, like, condition and anger and frustration. How am I going to get more people to follow me so I can grow my business? And that's frustration and conditional love, not unconditional love. So I guess my point is, like, ask the question with curiosity and then let go, and then you will have a bunch of ideas later on that will hit you out of nowhere. You'll be, like, just ready for bed or something. And then you have, son of a bitch, got to write this down now. Tell my guys to not tell me before I go to bed. But
I have to keep a notepad by my bed now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Because I have too many things that come at me. And I'm like, I ain't going to remember that crap in the morning.
So I mean, you could tell your guides. That's why I literally, like, you could tell your spirit guides, hey, I love the messages, but can you maybe, not just before, like, I close my eyes and go to bed, but, like, maybe way before that when I'm... can you leave a voicemail, like, so I can check in the morning?
That's why I did the video last night. I actually did not intend to, like, post that video out. I was just, like, talking to myself because things were going on in my brain, and instead of writing them down, I'm like, I'll just make a video of what I'm saying or what I'm thinking, you know? And, yeah, so that was, like, a voicemail.
I did a video this morning. I was like, I don't know, I just did it. Because I'm finding, that's what I was trying to say before. I know that I have very much so ADD conversation right now. But I'm finding that people, I think, have a difficulty of understanding how to listen to the live radio show when it's live. And I'm trying to figure out how I can best explain it, because I post a link, and maybe you guys can help me out on Facebook Live right now. Like, you guys watching on Facebook Live, watching me talk, I mean, you can hear Heather talk, but what's happening really is there's a link on this live that you can listen to on the link or call in. And you can also listen to the recording on podcast places. You just put in a millennial stare at that. But I think that's the other part where I'm trying to – not trying, but I want people to find it easier to access. But there's so much stuff about going back to this fucking flow state, man. Sometimes it's so simple. It's like flow. Just, you already have so many questions. This is what manifesting is about. And, like, you just ask the question or curiousness or say the thing you want, and then, like, you put it out there, and then you go back to flow state, which is like, going about my day, and nothing bothers you or is on your mind. You just.
So is it like when you're talking about needing a new pair of glasses, or you're thinking that you need a new pair of glasses, and you pick up Facebook, and all of a sudden you have ads for a new pair of glasses?
Yeah,
I was just thinking about it. Oh, I was trying to make it funny. That fell. That's all right. Shut up.
I mean, yeah. Kind of.
I'm sorry.
I'm still learning.
Well, not really. Well, no.
I'm still learning about this.
But,
that's
but
what I'm
like,
saying.
So we're
I'm
thinking
excited.
About it and it just pops up.
I'm just saying,
you know,
like, so, I mean, you're, well, technically, yeah, but people want to blame it on other stuff, like it's like they're hearing us or something. Motherfucker, it's been us manifesting the whole time. We're blaming it on, like, technology hearing our words. Meanwhile, we're the ones doing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go put an address into this separate thing on that wasn't on my phone. It was on like a GPS system for this truck. And then I went to go put it into my phone, and I put only the numbers in, and it still registered. It brought up the whole address. Like, all I did was put the numbers in, and I was like, how the fuck does this thing know that I was going to put that address into my phone? And maybe it was just me doing it because I was in a flow state. I did it. I was like, copy and paste in real time, bitches.
Really, yeah, we're blaming it on technology, thing. And it was us. We manifested it.
Yeah. But, wait, do you remember that I manifested those breakfast sandwiches, though, right? I told you that story last time?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Yep.
That was nuts. That was hilarious. All I kept doing was thinking about how lovely a breakfast sandwich would be and how delicious it was. And, like, every fucking coworker in that place was like, where are they going? I want that. I want a breakfast sandwich. I just, like, sent... chaos of breakfast sandwich. It was very interesting. Anyways, I am grateful that you have joined me on this live radio show, Heather.
I am grateful that you have asked me to join you on this live radio show.
And although it may not have been the, scheduled or normal... What is normal these days? I still thought it was a lovely time.
Why are you saying that like that? It was a lovely time.
It was a lovely time. I told my mom, my parents are in Aruba right now. I was like, I'll see you soon now, you hear? Like,
oh my God.
I don't know. I was being weird. Like, I'll see you soon now, you hear? And I was just like texting her. Anyways, we had Miss Candace this time, and we hope that she feels better. She is not feeling great and could not do the show tonight, and I hope she rests up. We had a great segment. I mean, it's almost 10:20 something. It's 10:14. We already got past like 2 hours. So as much as I love talking, and I love you, Heather.
We haven't gotten past 2 hours, just saying.
Well,
we still have 15 more minutes past 2 hours.
Irrelevant.
You're the one that brought the time up.
I'm tired.
I know. I can hear it.
My
flow
state is telling me to flow out of this radio show. Well, no, it's just like I'm ready. I'm ready to go. So, but thank you, Heather, and everyone listening. You guys are awesome. If there's something that you would like us to talk about, you know, let the universe know and just be like, yo, I really need the Spiritual Shenanigans radio show to talk about this topic, and then give it to the universe, and we'll see what happens in the next show. You know, let that flow out there.
Yeah.
And if there's anyone else in the world that is having a, if you're not having a great time, I hope you do. You deserve happiness. Everyone deserves happiness. Shit happens. And the quicker we move forward, the better. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. And Heather.
Yes.
I need you to do one more thing for me.
And what is that, sir?
Let the world know. Let the world know. What is the advice they need to hear from you right now? This divine time. From your intuitive flow state, what's coming out of Heather's mouth? What does the world need to know from Heather right now?
Leave the fear in the background. Move forward and keep moving forward. It doesn't matter what obstacles come your way. Just learn from it and keep on going. Don't ever hold yourself back. We've done too much of that, and it's time to just let ourselves be free.
And with that being said, you let that shit go. I love what Heather said. You better listen to what she said. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, I was born a misfit. Grew up 10 miles from the town of Ipswich. Wanted to make it big, I wished it to existence. I never was a sick kid, always dismissed quick. Stick to singing, stop rapping like it's Christmas. And if you're talking money, then my conversation's shifting. My dreams are bigger than just being on the rich list. Might be insanity, but people call it gifted. My face is going numb from the shit the stuff is mixed with. Watch how the lyrics in the songs might get twisted. My wife wears red, but looks better without the lipstick. I'm a private guy, you know nothing about my business. And if I had my 15 minutes, I must have missed them. 20 years old is when I came in the game. And now it's 8 years on and you remember the name. And if you thought I was good, well then I'm better today. But it's ironic how your people thought I'd never be great. I like my shows open air, Tokyo to Delaware. Put your phones in the air if you wanna be rough. You know I want way more than I already got. Give me a song with Eminem and 50 Cent in the club.
You know it ain't my time to call it a day. I wanna crack on and I wanna be favored. You remember the name, hey, hey. You know it ain't my time to call it a day. I wanna crack on and I wanna be paid. But it's about time you remember the name, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey. Still remember
what?
Trying to shop a deal from Taco Bell to TRL. I climbed the billboard chart to the top until as fate would have it,
yeah,
became an addict. Funny, cause I had pop a pill, but they said time would tell
what?
If I'd prevail,
huh?
And all I did was
what?
Put 9-inch nails
where?
In my eyelids now
what?
I'm seeing diamond sales like I'm in Zales. Without a doubt, by any means, I grabbed my skinny jeans. I couldn't do anything in them. I'd be splitting things. I've done them when I'm spitting schemes, which really means no advance or plus or squeezing in between. You sleep on me, cause you're only fucking living in your dreams. Not even when I'm on my deathbed, man, I feel like Ed. It isn't time to drop the mic yet, so why would I quit? The thought that I would stop when I'm dead just popped in my head. I said it, then forgot what I said.
It isn't my time to call it a day. I got rep blocked and I'm already paid, but it's about time you remember the name, hey, hey. You know it ain't my time to call it a day. I got rep blocked and I'm already paid, but it's